Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim with one harmonic whole on a Friday. Today's message is, how do you know that your body's healing? Is there a certain thing that happens? How do you really know that what you're doing is working? I don't know, it's
What are
making
the
a
signs
difference.
of self-healing?
Yeah.
What are the signs?
We're talking about sometimes what has happened in, it's been a while since happened to me, but it's happened to Jill and some other clients I know, that their body will start shaking. Like, it's like the chills, but can be more intensive than just like on cold chills. And the other thing is, you're not cold. You don't feel cold, but it's like your body starts to shake.
Yeah, it's a
And
very distinct experience too. If when it happens, you have not experienced it. You don't have anything necessarily to correlate it to, in that no one has been like, oh, this is what this means when this happens, because people really just didn't teach it. So when it
yeah.
occurs, you might kind of be like, what is this? And possibly kick into some fear, because your body's, like this automatic release, right? So it's like, it's happening on its own, and that can scare people too, where they're like, what's
Yes.
happening?
Yep. You're standing there and Allison just starts shaking. After it, you might have been doing some breath work prior to that. You might have just been meditating, or you might have just been Allison, say, sitting in a tub or even in a shower. Allison, you just start shaking. That's your nervous system resetting. It's like a reboot button that's happening. Very cool. What are some of the ways that we know that our body's in a healing mode? I'm gonna pick on this. Along the lines with the tingles or the shivers, it's more like the body can, the area that you're focused on. So say you, I'm gonna pick on you, Jill, bumped your head.
Oh, yeah.
So you bumped your head, and our hands are very, very healing. Our bodies naturally know how to heal. So what do? When we bump something, we normally try to put our hand over that area, and it's like we think that we're protecting it. In reality, when you stop and you actually imagine your hands over it, and your hands sending healing light, healing love, just sending it calm, peaceful energy, that sent the intensity of the, say, the bump on the head can always get a little bit worse, and then all of a sudden it goes down because you release the emotional component to it. So then it's just the physical body saying, oh, I don't have to stress over this. This is not a fear thing. This is not bad for me. Like, okay, we can just do our job now. Thank you. But sometimes it can get a little intense before it tapers down.
Yeah.
So that.
These are like the, or like you bump your knee and you do instantly go to hold it. And it's
Yeah.
just so interesting how on the energy and emotional and mental level of our bodies, we do get these instant reactions that are clues as to how we're healing and self-healing, and also what we can do to encourage it more. Like if you bumped your knee, like you said, hold your knee for a little bit and do the process Kim just described. Now, if you have a knee problem and you end up, say, with knee surgery, now we're on the physical level, right? Here's what's fascinating about the physical level. If you had the knee surgery, really all you have to do for the physical thing is follow your instructions. Here are the exercises, and the physical will take care of it. But the other levels of your being, of your body, of healing, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, the energetic, we have to participate in that. We have to put our hand there and decide to keep it there and decide to intend what you were talking about, Kim, right? It's like it's more participatory. We have to be more involved in it. And
We
I
do.
think we're getting these clues that there is healing and self-healing going on, but we're not always trained to recognize them, or in a mindset to recognize them if we are trained. We're like, I got to keep going. Well, maybe you got to stop and give a little time, little time frame, time and energy to that self care, that self healing.
Yeah. Okay. Got another idea they've given us.
Yeah.
Sometimes when your body's in a healing mode, you may want to shift up how you're eating. All of a sudden, you're like, I have weird food cravings, or I want to, all of a sudden, I want to eat a lot of pickles. I'm picking on the pregnant people here. stereotype. Pregnant people love pickles. Not all pregnant people love pickles. But it's like they're saying, like, when you are just more in intuitive healing mode, you're going to get drawn to those things that will actually serve you. So you might need a pickle because the pickle might have some sort of nutrient that your body's looking for to help create the balance. Doesn't mean you need to, like, buy a huge jug of pickles or anything like that. It's more, okay, intuitively you're getting drawn towards that. Or you're like, man, I really think I should, like, eat this. And then somebody tries to talk you out of it. They're like, don't let them talk you out of it. If you think you should eat something in that moment, and I'm going to give you permission at this point, if all of a sudden chocolate comes to you, I'm going to say dark chocolate is actually very healing for you.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So reach for that dark chocolate and have a piece, because your body's actually looking for that, not looking for the fake chocolate.
Exactly. It's these are all, like, there's, like, kind of endless signs. I don't want people to get overwhelmed, but that there really are endless signs of our healing and self-healing. Some of them are more pronounced. Like, if you get that tingle shake that we started with, is pretty unmistakable. A food craving is a little more subtle. I had candy, not a dark chocolate craving. This was years ago. I was dealing with some, I'd had a virus stuff and I was quite sick, and coming out of that, Kim, it was so weird. Like, my body wanted sugar so much so that I literally could not have sugar. And I remember, must have been like, time of year must have been around November or December, because we had candy bars in the house, leftovers from Halloween. And we had full-size ones, candy bars, that year. And I remember I don't remember if it was two or three. It was a lot. I had never in my life eaten like that amount.
Wow.
And it was, I had no idea why. It was exactly what I needed. I wasn't sure if it was helpful or not in my healing journey, if you will. But all I knew is, like, my body was intensely craving just straight up sugar. Like, massive quantities of sugar. and if it would have kept happening, I would have gone and, you know, either done some research or asked somehow or sought out help. And it just was a one-off moment. And so given that it was one-off, I just was like, all right, we'll just chalk that up to a mysterious moment, because it was what it was. But I share that just because sometimes this stuff, too, is a little, if we judge it by societal standards, is it healthy? And are you healing if you're eating loads of refined sugar?
Right. Yep.
Generally speaking, probably not. But the body is highly mysterious. I would suspect there may be times when someone needs some sugar. I suspect in retrospect, on mine specifically, it was more the virus stuff. That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah. Yep. But it really does come down to, are you, when you are healing and you're actually just listening to how your body's speaking to you, whether that's through a chill, whether that's through all of a sudden you get pulled to holding your hand and you're like, I don't even know why I'm holding my hand, but I feel like I need to hold this wrist for a while.
Yeah.
Go with it. Don't judge it. It's doing some sort of healing.
Yep. Or you find yourself rubbing, you know, the side of your neck a lot, and it's not because the muscle's tight. I found myself, I would intuitively touch like the sinus spots, what would you call them, acupressure points on my face. Yeah. I didn't know when I did that. And then I discovered later on, I was like, oh, my God, that's the sinus spot. Of course, when I kind of had some, like, tension there, I was pushing on the spot and just, I didn't know. My hand just automatically went there. And like, wow, So there are definitely self-healing signs and healing signs, you know, from subtle to unmistakable.
Yep. And now I'm getting chills.
Yep.
It's very, the other sign too. This one's different, but I tend to yawn. And so if all of a sudden you recognize yourself, it's not, you wouldn't be normally tired. Okay. There's a difference. If all of a sudden you just start yawning, that's a sign that your body's moving energy around. There's some sort of healing effect that's happening. So it's helping to release any tension in the area, helps balance the nervous system out. I've had people, other healers that I know, they burp when things are moving. All of a sudden they just burp. I've had people fart. It's very interesting how the body will move it through. So it's not always these chills. It's like, pay attention to your body. Like, what's it doing when it's moving the energy? What do you get the feel on?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes healing, like you said too, is more intensive. Sometimes it's more subtle. I had one where it's like working on a project, lots of, you know, you're expending lots of mental energy, and all of a sudden you just can't focus anymore. Like you just, like you run out of gas in that moment for that particular project. Well, it's funny because when that happened recently, what was going on is my body was getting my attention going, we need to get up. We need to move. Didn't matter what I did, my body was just like, I'm done sitting here. and it was the healing moment there was to get more into balance with what my body needed, the mental expenditure, the emotional, you know, and it was so like, it's like my body stole the focus from my mind. Like, nope, no more.
Yep.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Pay attention. It's Friday, so we get to go into the weekend with this and pay attention to those self-healing signs.
Yep.
Big and small.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We have a request we need to be making more often, Kim, and asking people to comment, like, share, whatever you can with the podcast. You know, we know the algorithms. They just rate it. They love reviews. Any of that stuff, we'd appreciate it. Love if you could do that for us.
Yes, please, and thank you.
Yes. All right. Have a great weekend. And until next time.